Someone asked me the other day on one of the chats about whether or not you're allowed to interrupt after saying Shema and Hamapio. If your roommate says goodnight to you, you want to say goodnight back to them, or if one's married, to say goodnight to the spouse, or what if your mother calls you and you can't not answer your mother's phone call, Kibud Av V'Em. Are those reasons that one is allowed to interrupt Hamapio in order to respond to someone else? So the halachas of Hamapio are found at the very end of Chelek Beis and Mishabura. It's found in Simen Resh Lamed Tes. And there's a bit of a discussion about the order first. Before getting to Hamapio, the nature itself, there's a machlokas, what order of what person should say regarding Hamapio versus Shema versus all the various psukim that we're supposed to say. So Mishabura brings down a few different shitas what the Seder HaDevarim should be. So the Mishabura learned from the Lashon LaShulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Lamed Tes, it's implied that Hamapil is said after Shema. So first you say Shema, and then you say Hamapil afterwards. This way, Hamapil is right before one goes to sleep. And all the other psukim, person says after Hamapil, if you have such a Mesorah, you say Hamapil, then you say Vihinom, and all these other psukim, that's not considered Hefsek, that's all considered part of the continuation of Hamapil as a Shmira over the sleep. That's one opinion. And there are others, he says, that you say Shema, and then you say the Psukim, and then Hamapil is the very last thing that you say. That's what I personally do. That's what's found in most Siddurim. And then there's a third Shita that says you should first say Hamapil, and then you say Shema and all the other Psukim. So these are three different Shitas found in the Poskim. And what the Mishabura concludes is that whatever a person does, depending on his nature, depending on his Teva, that's what he should practice. In other words, if the nature of a person is to fall asleep right in the middle of saying Shema, he's very exhausted, he knows how to calculate when to go to sleep, so he passes out reciting Shema, and he doesn't have a chance to say Hamapil, so then in that case it's best to say Hamapil first, and then you miss out on saying Shema. Hamapil is the primary thing to be said. But if a person knows that he's able to stay saying Shema and saying the Psukim, so then the very last thing that a person should say is Hamapio right before going to sleep. So that's a machlok in terms of the Seder HaDvarim. Again, ideally one should say Shema, one should say all the Psukim, and then finally Hamapio right before going to sleep. So what's a machlokas, whether or not the one should say Hamapio in the beginning or at the end? So it comes down to a very, very fundamental machlokas between the Mishabura and the Chaya Adam, and it's really found in many other poskim as well, in the Rishonim too, and it's as follows. The Mishabura writes, and after a person says Hamapil, he says a person should not interrupt at all. The line is that Im Kvar Amar Birchas Hamapil, Yizahir Bazeh, Kiyapsik Bein Abracha Lashenam. Right beforehand, he was saying, if a person gets hungry or thirsty or he wants to speak, say if a person just said Shema, so you're allowed to interrupt. But once a person said Hamapil, one should be Yizahir Bazeh, be very careful not to, because you're being mafsik between the bracha and sleep. So the Mishabura is of the understanding that the nature of the bracha of Hamapil is a birchas hanenim. Just like when I say Hamotzi, I'm not allowed to interrupt before eating and before swallowing the bread, or saying a shahakal, I can't interrupt between the bracha and the drinking. So too, I can't interrupt between the bracha of Hamapil and the shena. The bracha of Hamapil is a birchas mitzvah or birchas hanenin that's going directly on the sleep, and therefore he cannot tolerate any form of interruption, regardless of the need to eat, to drink, to speak, to answer the phone call of your mother. But the Be'er Lacha does quote the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam says, I don't think this is the case. He thinks, he's going on, the Mishabura is talking about a case, a different halacha. Let's say a person knows he's not going to fall asleep. He's having a hard time falling asleep. So then a person shouldn't say Hamapil. It's going to possibly be a bracha levatala. You can't say a motzi unless you know you're going to eat bread. You can't say a motzi and hope that bread's going to be there. So too, the Mishabura says, if you're unsure if you're going to go to sleep, you shouldn't say Hamapil. But the Chai Adam, as quoted by the Be'er Lacha, says no. Afilu lo haya yachol acharkach klal lishon. Even if a person is not going to sleep afterwards, gam kein ein habracha levatala. That bracha that one said of Hamapil is not a bracha levatala. Why? Because the nature of Hamapil is not really on your sleep, rather dal minhago shel olam hu mivarach. You're saying a bracha on the concept of sleep that exists in the world. It's a bracha to have sleep, to be able to take breaks, to start new, to get new energy. It's a bracha on the concept of sleep. And it was instituted to be said at nighttime when people typically sleep. But if one were to say it and not fall asleep, it's not a bracha levatala. That's the understanding of the Chai Adam against the Mishabru, against the Be'er Lacha. So even though the Be'er Lacha argues in the Chai Adam Kimat all the other poskim assume, like the Chai Adam, that the bracha of Amapil is simply a bircha shevach v'oda, the bracha of praise on the concept of sleep, and it's not going to serve as a hefsek. That being said, the poskim point out that if a person does say Hamapil and there's a need to take a break, the person's hungry, the person's thirsty, there's a mitzvah of answering the phone for one's mother who's calling, all these other things, there's no problem at all in terms of interrupting because it's not a bracha on that particular sleep. That is the understanding of kimat all the poskim outside of the Ber Halacha. That being said, what should a person do? So since it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, it's ideal that a person should be machmer for the Mishnah Berurah, not speak if one doesn't really have to. But if there's a situation where a person's really hungry, really thirsty, or whatever other need there is to speak, then one can certainly rely on the other poskim, which is the row of poskim, and to interrupt. So what happens if a person says hamapil and then he interrupts? The law is the poskim say you don't have to repeat it again, because if you're allowing an interruption, that means you're assuming that the bracha is not on your sleep. It's a bracha of shavach. Just like birchas hashachas, or birchas hashavach, of opening up your eyes, pokeach ivrim, mabish arumim, you say just once. Even though a person might take a couple naps, you don't say pokeach ivrim multiple times throughout the day. A person changes clothing, you don't say mabish arumim multiple times throughout the day. And therefore, once you say it once, you don't have to repeat it again, and even if you interrupt, it's not considered a hefsek. Just a few other halachas that come up here. Now, let's say a person goes to sleep and he wakes up in the middle of the night, you don't have to repeat hamapil, you don't have to repeat shema. Again, saying it once again is sufficient. Let's say a person is taking a nap during the day. Mishnah Berurah says the bracha is only instituted at nighttime sleeping, not during the day. And let's say a person wants to sleep just for a short period of time, so then it has to be anticipated 30 minutes of sleep to qualify for a hamapil. But if a guy plans to sleep just for 10 minutes, even if it's at nighttime, that will not warrant a bracha of hamapil.